You've got Josh Donaldson.
Well, no, I mean.
Let's talk. I want to hear it.
No, he was talking. I just had the conversation with you about your bat size. Now, You don't want to give too many secrets away here, but they were asking me why the difference in the bat and these things, and I said science.
Science.
You say science to a guy like me that, hey, I look fastball. That was it. There was no science involved. I was either going to hit it or not.
Plus, you went to Virginia Tech.
Exactly right. Well, it's an engineering school, so you're pretty smart.
I did, too. I did. My first year I was an engineer, too. We had a lot of comments.
Pretty smart right now. So tell me a little bit about don't give away trade secrets.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about the science of the game.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. Obviously, you have to have the strength to be able to swing a bigger bat. And, you know, it is physics. The heavier the bat, the further the ball will go. The only problem is you have to find, for a lot of guys, you have to find a bat that's heavier that's also balanced. You know, it's just, a lot goes into it. At the same time, it's a comfort thing for a lot of guys, too.
How often, Josh, how often have you changed up the weight of your bat?
I would say probably just about every year I've changed up, and it kind of really depends on how I feel physically, how strong that I feel. And, you know, this year is going to be the biggest bat that I've used up in my career at this point because I feel like I can handle it.
How did you go about getting the actual model of the bat? Did you use somebody else's? Like, how do you go about experimenting with that?
Probably a lot of guys in baseball, they've see a guy's bat and they pick it up and they feel it. Oh man, that feels pretty good. You know, then like I start having more bats and start testing different things. And, you know, my bat has a custom handle that I like to use. It has a custom knob that I use. And the barrel also is what I feel that's best for me, most beneficial for me. With that being said, it's kind of one of those things that you have to tinker around. Like, you're not just going to know right away.
Jose's going to be back from the World Baseball Classic. Devin Travis is going to be playing in the field in the minor league camp. He may get into a game with the A team, if you want to call it that, at the end of the week. How important is it at this time of spring that you get that A lineup out there? Just so that guys know, kind of regain that feel of hitting behind Devin or hitting in front of Jose and things of that nature?
I would say for some people it's more than others. You know, we have mostly a veteran lineup, so you don't really have to get that feel. It is nice to see everybody out there. It's a good feeling to have all your guys here. But at the same time, if they're accomplishing their work and doing what they need to do, then, you know, when the season rolls out, it's not really who's in front of you or who's behind you or who's on the field. You're making sure you're taking care of business on your own.
You made it pretty clear in an interview on MLB.com that your goal is to win a World Series with the Toronto Blue Jays. How confident are you about this group, not just the lineup, but this group right now going into the season?
I feel very confident. I like some of the pieces that we've added. I think, obviously, with some of the losses, you know, as in Edwin Encarnacion, you know, you lose a guy like Dickey, you know, Cecil, you know, we did lose some guys. But you bring in guys like Joe Smith, who's, you know, had a nice career in the bullpen. You know, now we're going to get a full year. Jason Grilly, Osuna's going to have some time. And our pitching staff was phenomenal last year. There's really no question marks in our starting five. And that's always a comforting thing to have, especially when last year they finished first in, American League.
Hey, you're gonna play the field this week. Is that the plan, Josh?
That's the plan. You know, I mean, I'm listening to orders right now. I'm not really kind of directing anything. So with that being, with these guys and the science behind things, they want to go out there and just kind of make sure that I feel comfortable.
Yeah, when will you know? Every baseball player is different. You're obviously a different bird than a lot of people. You understand your body better than anybody else. What tells you you're ready for the regular season?
Just by how I'm moving and how I'm feeling and how I'm seeing the baseball. At this level, you have to have the ability to slow the game down. And you have to be able to slow the pitch down in the batter's box. And, you know, I have had some at-bats already that indicate to me that this spring training, it's been very fluid for me in the batter's box to where I'm not having to struggle as much. Like, I'm understanding exactly what I need to do in order to be ready. And it makes it easier to go out without having a lot of at bats so far and then put good swings on the ball.